With me on the phone right now for my edition of Farmer Friday, I got Ashley Wenke. She's with Pleasant Grove Homestead. Ashley, thank you for being with me here on KIIC for Farmer Friday.
Yeah, thanks.
And so last time we got a little snippet of what was happening in your life in terms of what you planted and getting things lined up. And, of course, now everything's, quote-unquote, in full bloom, I'm sure. And talk about how the growing season has done for you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, July is kind of full season for most home gardens. And it's interesting because I don't want to complain about too much water, but it's been pretty wet for July. And the night times are still pretty cool as far as temperatures. So we just started picking a couple of our muskmelon and watermelons, but they've been really slow to ripen and sweeten up because of those really wet and rather cool nighttime temperatures. And we haven't even picked a pepper yet. And I know personally we're behind because we had a baby at the end of April, but the peppers are just now starting to turn color, and normally we're already picking those. But in addition, with our situation, we've got those high tunnels up, so we actually grow greens in them all winter. So alongside picking our first watermelons, we're actually planting spinach and lettuce and getting all of our winter crops planted now. So it kind of never ends, this continuous cycle for us and our year-round growing schedule. So it's quite the tiring time in July and August.
Well, you wouldn't want it to have it any other way, but anything else, any diseases coming into the vegetable realm, or maybe some insects because of that wet weather?
Oh, yeah. So we, in general, I'd say because winter was so mild and because it's been so cool and wet even now into July, we're really struggling with a lot of pest pressure this season, and we try to avoid doing any spraying, just mostly, even if it's organic, it's just a lot of work to, you know, walk out through 500 cabbages with a tank of spray or whatever. And so for us, we really try to avoid using any spray, and some of the crops that we normally wouldn't experience much pest pressure with have definitely had a lot of pressure this year. We just ripped out an entire bed of cucumbers because the pests eventually got so bad that we just didn't want to keep them around anymore. So we just burned them and added them to the compost pile. And generally we can hand pick the pests off the cucumber plants rather easily, but not this year.
Interesting. Yeah, kind of disappointing as well. You put all that effort into those plants and then you have to do away with them. That kind of puts a damper on things.
Yep, sooner than what you expected. And we had a bit of trouble with our green beans. First planting got hit by hail in the early spring, and second planting got, I'd just say, flooded out. So, you know, the beans weren't in a straight row, so we tilled those under. And, yeah, now what we're picking is getting buggy pretty quick. And I had somebody at Farmer's Market ask if we used crop insurance for such a thing, but for a produce farmer, crop insurance doesn't quite work like it does for corn and beans. So, unfortunately, you know, we just till the bed under and try again.
Wow. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the marketing a little bit. You primarily go through the farmer market realm. Where have you been at, and where have you had the most success?
Well, we go to Oxloose on Saturdays, and then that's an every Saturday. And then we've been popping over to Lake Ponderosa on Fridays. They just put in an ice cream shop, and they thought, oh, well, maybe, you know, it'd attract some customers to the ice cream shop if you just set up a stand out in front of the ice cream shop with produce. And I think it's just now starting to catch on that I'm over there on Fridays. So that's been a fun one because it's right next to a little beach and play area, so my kids get their hour of sandbox time in while I sell vegetables. And then Sigourney, this Wednesday is my third Wednesday going over to Sigourney. And I went there three years ago is how I refer to things. And I love Sigourney Farmers Market. The environment there, if you're looking to attend a farmer's market, is super great. Their courthouse lawn is really shady, and they have a lot of music and food trucks and vendors. So it's just super fun environment to set up at and a super fun place just to go relax on a Wednesday. That's 4 to 7 on Wednesdays, and they've got benches out and music and just an overall good old hometown farmers market feel, and that's just a fun place to be.
Iowa sweet corn has been a staple during the summer times for decades. How's that sweet corn crop been going for you guys?
You know, we don't grow corn.
I'll be
we joke about this. You know, everybody else grows sweet corn, and there are literally vendors that pop all over to all kinds of farmers markets that only grow corn. So we kind of let them take the lead on that, and we don't bother growing corn. Just, you know, there's plenty of other folks that do, and we enjoy their delicious corn when it's in season. 3D Farms down to Eddyville has been showing up to the Oskaloosa market with corn since I was a baby. So we kind of let him take the Oskaloosa market lead on corn, and then sometimes if he's got extra, I'll take it with me over to my other markets and tell people that I've got his corn. But I might be one of the only farmers market folks that doesn't grow corn.
Well, I stand corrected. That's fine. Now, you do mess around with the eggs, chicken eggs.
Yep, we've got eggs, and we've got eggs, chickens that lay eggs, and we've got chickens for meat. Egg layers are doing well. I know yesterday it was, super blazing hot at the beginning of the week, and then it's kind of cooled off now, so they appreciate that cooler weather. Eggs are going well, and sometimes even before I get to a farmer's market, I'm already sold out of eggs just from folks picking them up at home. Everybody loves a nice fresh egg, you know.
That they do. All right, let's look ahead into the next couple of months as the growing season winds down for some things. You let the cat out of the bag a little bit with those high tunnels. You're planting some crops already. Talk about your vision going into the fall.
Yeah, so fall gets kind of fun. Well, it's interesting because folks will go back to school, and then it seems like you forget about a farmer's market because you're just back into your normal school routine as a customer. But actually, we set up at the Oskaloosa market until the middle of October. So that would be the 19th of October is the last scheduled Oskaloosa market. However, the frost date keeps happening later and later every year. And so as vendors, we kind of get together and say, hey, I think I'm still going to have enough stuff growing to keep coming. So 2 years in a row, we've actually set up in the Oskaloosa market until the middle of November, 1 month longer than normal. And what we've got growing as far as that time of year, there's plenty of peas and salad mix and spinach and, you know, potatoes and onions and garlic, that kind of stuff all stores really well. Those high tunnels, we actually harvested tomatoes all the way into December. And so I'm hoping for the same thing again. And I'm hoping that customers and shoppers remember that farmer's market doesn't end when school starts.
True.
So keep on coming to your farmer's market, even that late in the season. As I don't want to call myself a professional, market gardeners kind of have tips and tricks to grow a longer season than your home garden. So even if your home garden is done, the people that do it for a living, they want to keep having a crop and keep having a customer to have an income into the fall and winter months even.
I'm talking with Ashley Wenke. She's with Pleasant Grove Homestead. They've got the produce action going on. I think I saw it on one of the news stations. There was going to be a farmer's market up in the Iowa State Fair. Did you get involved with that by chance?
I did not get invited, but I saw that Van Manen Sweet Corn and Melons did, and the Holton Homestead, they have honeybees, which we have bees too, but not a large enough scale. And I thought, well, that's so cool that you can go to the state fair and buy some sweet corn and watermelons. And then I thought about, well, if I'm going to buy myself one, how am I going to lug it around the fair?
you know,
so have a plan for that, because you can go there and Van Manen's have really good sweet corn and really good watermelons. and they're selling up by, I guess, that grandfather's barn. So correct. If you were camping at the state fair, that'd be easy, you know, pop on in, buy some melon and corn and take it back to your campground because you're right on top of this hill already. But if you're going to walk around all day, make sure you bring something to put your watermelon around if you want to try to snag one.
That's a good advice for sure.
We did not get invited to, like, sell per se, but we actually have quite a few days where either our produce or our farm or our meat is being highlighted. There's two different days for this. Choose Iowa is doing a cooking demonstration, and they're using our produce and our meat, and then chicken. And then one day, Grinnell Farm to Table is doing a cooking demonstration, and our produce is being used. And then we are going on Friday, if anybody wants our autograph. But they're doing these farmer trading cards in the Animal Learning Center.
Oh, cool.
And so we'll be up there, on Friday. So
nice.
That might not make sense, but we'll be up there on Friday signing autographs.
The first Friday of the fair, that'd be the 9th, correct?
It's the Friday we're doing this recording, so it's going to air that night.
Okay, very good.
I missed that.
I got to ask you a personal question. On these farmer markets, obviously everybody wants a little piece of the pie. Talk about your rates in terms of what you have to give to the people who sponsor these.
Oh, the farmer's market?
Correct.
Like our vendor fee?
Fee.
Yeah, so a lot of people miss that portion of it. Like, as a producer, we have to pay to set up at a farmer's market, you know, and that helps cover. I'm the president of the board for Oskaloosa, so those fees help cover any special events, any signage, any marketing. There's usually a market manager, and hopefully, you know, we can pay them a wage for the help that they do behind the scenes. So Oskaloosa Market, if somebody wants to try it out, the first two times are free to stop by and try out setting up. After that, it comes out to about $5 a time to set up, and you can either pay that per the season, and that makes it a little bit cheaper, or you just hand your $5 per time over to the market manager. Sigourney is a little bit more expensive. They're $10 per time, but, you know, they're paying that musician to come and set up, and Oskaloosa doesn't have that. So Sigourney is $10 per time to set up, and Oskaloosa is $5 per time to set up. We sell through a couple of cooperatives, and they're usually more of like a commission base. You know, they're going to take 15% off of your price or whatever. But yeah, a lot of folks miss that. It's not just free to go set up and sell your stuff.
Real quick, tell the folks where Pleasant Grove Homestead is located. I'm assuming that you still sell off farm, right?
Yep, we do. We like to have a phone call or a little bit of heads up just because we've got so much product going out that it could be that we don't have enough. Like, we don't just leave stuff sitting in our cooler ready for you. So we like to have a heads up so we can go out and pick it and make sure we've got it on hand. Otherwise, you'll have to, like, follow us out into the tunnel to grab your tomatoes or whatever. But we welcome a farm pickup. We are just north of Barn City, so we're the very last Montezuma rural address, but our house sits right where the Welcome to Barn City sign is on the north side of town.
And that phone number for everyone, if you want to give that out?
Oh, yep, 641-780-4695, and if you just do a quick internet search for Pleasant Grove Homestead, we actually have all of our products listed online, or you can call and ask what we have too. But every single thing we have is listed on our website, and we have that available. Like, you could order it online even for a pickup at any of the locations. We talked about on the phone today, or for a farm pickup.
A reminder to our listeners, you can listen to this podcast all over again if you'd like. Go to our website at www.kiicradio.com. Select that Audio Vault tab that's at the top banner. And then on the right side, you'll see this podcast and all the other podcasts for Farmer Friday. And listen to them all over again, exclusively here on KIIC. I've been talking with Ashley Wenke for my edition of Farmer Friday. She's with Pleasant Grove Homestead. Ashley, thank you so much for being with me on KIIC.
Yeah.